Love is in the air when couples across the land enjoy Valentine's Day. However, in 1891, Celtic had their own reasons to celebrate on this day when they won what is considered to be the club's first major trophy. The story of this victory is a fascinating one and includes numerous other events from the time which were both historic and controversial. After Celtic's 1887 formation, the club's opening game came in 1888. In the 1888-89 season, Celtic participated in five different cup competitions, reaching the final of three of them. In one of these contests, the Glasgow Northeastern Cup, May 1889 saw Celtic claim their first trophy. Notable though this was, the Northeastern Cup was only a local tournament and not considered a major event. In the late 1880s, teams played a mixture of friendlies as well as local, regional and national cup competitions. The Scottish Cup was Scotland's pinnacle trophy, the one all clubs aspired to win. However, regional events such as the Glasgow Cup were of significant interest, probably akin now to a League Cup victory. As evidence of the Glasgow Cup's importance, after Celtic had won it and played Hearts, who were the Scottish Cup holders, this fixture was described by one newspaper as being a game to decide the Championship of Scotland. Celtic first entered the Glasgow Cup in 1888, and both this season and the next lost out to Queen's Park. In season 1890-91, it would be a different story. However, before that season's Glasgow Cup began, there was a much bigger football story, the formation of a Scottish Football League. For some time, pressure had been growing to start a Scottish league, not least because there was one in England. However, it was a matter of some argument. Whilst many backed this, there was also passionate opposition, not least from people who worried that a league would eventually lead to professionalism or paying players, which was then illegal in the Scottish game. Despite these fears, by 1890 it had been agreed to start a Scottish league, and Celtic were a major part of these efforts. The first fixtures kicked off in August 1890, although there's actually a debate about which was Celtic's first game. On the face of it, it should be obvious. The boys' maiden league game was a 4-1 defeat to Renton at Celtic Park. However, Renton were later thrown out of the league, and that meant that their results for that season were annulled. As such, Celtic's first officially recorded league match was a 5-0 victory at Tynecastle versus Hearts. The first league season saw different problems, especially for Celtic. In the early parts of the season, the boys found themselves on negative points. This is because they were deducted points for playing an ineligible player, and this effectively ended their hopes of winning their first ever league title. As all this was happening, the boys were also focused on the Glasgow Cup. In the opening round, Celtic were drawn to play Southside team Battlefield. Despite the aggressive sounding name, which of course is taken from the 1568 Battle of Langside, it proved to be a clash that brought no difficulty for the boys. One newspaper said that a goodly number of spectators were at Celtic Park for the game, which was played on the 20th of September 1890. They watched Celtic canter to a comfortable 7-1 victory, being 6-0 ahead at half time. Two of the goals came from Willie Groves, though the other scorers aren't recorded. One other notable team in the first round was Glasgow Hibernian. They had been formed in 1889 as a direct rival to Celtic, with some people believing that Celtic were not living up to their original aims in terms of charity or religion. Glasgow Hibs, though, had only a short life, and at the time of their game, which they eventually lost to Somerton Athletic, they had only weeks left before their collapse. Through to the second round, the Celts were drawn to face Northern, a North Glasgow side. On the 11th of September 1890, Celtic travelled to Hyde Park in the Springburn area for their match, which was a significantly closer experience than the first round. Despite Celtic's early dominance, they couldn't find the net, and would soon come to regret this. With 10 minutes remaining until the break, Northern took the lead. In the second half, Celtic became more composed in their attacks, and Peter Dowd soon got the equaliser. Later on, Celtic had a quick break from a Northern corner, and Willie Groves made it 2-1, which, despite complaints about offsides, was given and proved to be the final score. 3 weeks later, and in the aftermath of Renton now being thrown out of the Scottish League, the quarter-finals of the Glasgow Cup were scheduled. Celtic were once again at home, this time facing their close neighbours, Clyde. In the days before professional referees, clubs provided officials for other games. The Celtic v Clyde game was to be officiated by the Rangers representative, John Cameron. Clyde made the short journey to the original Celtic Park on the 1st of November 1890. It proved to be another simple Celtic match. By half-time, the boys led 2-0 thanks to goals from Peter Dowds and Johnny Madden. In the second half, those two men were again on the score sheet, along with one unnamed player, and the match finished 5-0, putting the Celts into the semi-finals. This semi took place on the 22nd of November 1890. A low crowd was reflective of the fact that there was terrible weather that day, of both heavy rain and wind. Still, 2,000 fans made their way to Celtic Park to watch the boys welcome Partick Thistle to Glasgow's East End. One newspaper report later stated, "The game started in a torrent of rain and in the presence of about 2,000 spectators, who bore the blast bravely." Celtic played into the wind in the first half, which caused the boys real problems and led to them falling behind. However, by half-time, strikes from Barney Crossan had given them an interval advantage. With the weather now favouring them, Celtic pushed on after the break. Three more goals, this time two from Johnny Campbell and one from Peter Dowds, made it 5-1 and ensured Celtic were in the final. The boys' opponents for this match would be Third Lanark. The Warriors' route to the final had been more convoluted than Celtic's. They had eased past Thistle and then Queen's Park, but had needed three replays to overcome Rangers, before finally beating Cambuslang in the semi. Owing to weather and replay issues, the final took place almost 3 months after Celtic's semi-final. Held on the 14th of February 1891, both clubs headed to the second Hampden Park, which is at the site of the modern-day Cathkin Park. It was a popular game, with at least 10,000 people being in attendance. Third Lanark started well, and for a period it looked as though Celtic's losing record in finals was to be extended. However, despite playing into the wind, the boys soon settled. A period of sustained pressure towards the Third's goal resulted in the deadlock being broken. Some accounts said it was an own goal, whilst others credited Peter Dowds. Either way, Celtic led at the interval. Now with the wind advantage, the green and white stripes began to control the game. Dowds definitely scored the next one, putting his team 2 ahead. And despite some chances for Third Lanark, the Celtic goal remained unbroken. Eventually, two goals from Johnny Campbell confirmed Celtic's simple 4-0 triumph. The players and their fans celebrated. One journalist noted that the Irish were very voluble. However, unlike the modern era when trophies are handed out on the pitch, this wasn't the case in the 1890s. Firstly, a dinner was held that night at the Alexandra Hotel in Glasgow City Centre. Both teams came along to enjoy the evening, but even this didn't see Celtic get the cup. Instead, the following week, another dinner was held. This took place at the Royal Restaurant in West Nile Street, although it was better known as Moyer's due to its owner. In later years, this would be owned by William MacKillop, one of Celtic's founding fathers. At the trophy dinner, Celtic president John Glass was handed the cup, and all the players received badges, which is what medals were then described as being. Greater things, of course, stood in front of Celtic. By the following year, the boys had claimed their first ever Scottish Cup, and in 1893, they would also first celebrate being league champions. But the 1891 Glasgow Cup victory was notable as the first time Celtic marked their footballing arrival with a major trophy. All in all, Valentine's Day 1891 was truly a day for the Celts to love. To learn more Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit CelticWalkingTours.wordpress.com for more information.